What's up? What's up? Happy hump day to everybody. Happy, happy hump day to everybody. What's good? What's good, y'all? How's everybody doing? Everybody have a good Wednesday or having a good Wednesday, I hope. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late. I know y'all getting ready to say something. I was trying to get my thumbnails done, child. But let me say hi. Let me do my roll call for the people in the room. Hi, everybody. What's up, y'all? Hey, Miss Sharon. Hey, C Golden. Hey, Cams. Hey, Creative Diva. What's up? What's up? What's up to the people up in the chat, up in the skybox? Hey, what pulls my teeth? And a special shout out to my members who are lit up in green. I had a couple of people join the membership in the last couple of days. So I want to thank you again for being a part of the membership. First of all, I want to thank you guys that came over to Sakina's channel last night. We had a good time over there last night, okay? The episodes didn't give us a lot, but y'all know how we do. We get to talking and having our side conversations, and it's a good time. Unfortunately, y'all couldn't be there last night, but tonight we will be doing a roast and review, gagging over the fashions, okay? The fashions of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. And the panel will be there, and there will be two additional guests. Guest number one is Mr. Reggie, and guest number two is El Teddy. So y'all know it's going to be a fool, child. Y'all know it's going to be a fool. You ready to cut up tonight? You've been drinking. Oh, Lord. Y'all been drinking. What's up, Miss Bay Thing? Love being at Sakina's house. Me too. Listen, you know what I love about our crew? We can give each other a hard time and we can laugh about it. Like, it's all good. We definitely give Sakina a hard time about her having her basic cable, honey. But she takes it in stride and we have a good time. Remember, originally she ain't want to come. Exactly. She really wasn't trying to let us be up in her house. Listen, Scotty had to threaten her. Scotty had to threaten Sakina. He was like, you will be in the rotation this year. Because the one thing I will say about Scotty, and I can appreciate this because everybody does not do this. And I'm just going to say this, and if it hits somebody, oh, well, it just hit them. But everybody does not do this. When people have panels on their channel, everybody does not allow you to rotate. Because what's up, Tabitha? Hey, boo. Because the thing is this, Scotty has a bigger platform than all of us. And he doesn't owe us any favors. But he allows the panel to rotate, which means that we get those numbers, right? We get that rotation. And Scotty was like, Sakina, you need to get in this rotation. And last season, she didn't want to do it. And y'all didn't want to do it. Y'all had, you know, he had connection issues going on with his stuff. And she was like, I don't want to do it. But Scotty was like, no, you're going to do it. And so I love Scotty for that. That Scotty is, you know, and again, he doesn't have to do it. It was his panel. It was his idea. He brought the people together. He don't have to let us rotate the platforms. And that just lets you know the type of person that Scotty is and the selflessness of what he has. Because like I said, he has the biggest numbers out of all of us. Scotty has the most subscribers out of all of us, and he don't need to do that. Exactly, y'all. That's what I'm saying. You ain't want to do it either, but you did it. So I like the fact that this season all of us are rotating. I like it. So anyway, but we're going to be at Scotty's house tonight. We will be at Scotty's house tonight, child. Yeah, he is what pulls my teeth. Scotty he's always coming up with ideas. He's always coming up with different ways of doing things. He's definitely... and y'all don't tell Scotty I was nice to him because you know he'll give me a hard time for being nice, child. Anyway, couple of quick announcements and we're going to get into some things because we got some things to get into. First thing I want to say is book club will be coming back. If you are subscribed to my book club channel, then you saw the videos I posted yesterday. I gave you guys the books for the rest of the year. We will do this book in September because I told you guys we were going to do this book. And some of y'all actually did go out and buy the book. So we are going to do it. I started reading it on vacation. So we're going to, we will do this. This is the book for September. The book for October is, this is October's book. It's called Big Girls Don't Cry by Connie Briscoe. I love Connie Briscoe. Connie Briscoe is actually a local writer. She's from the DC area. She's written a couple of books. Sisters and Lovers was her first novel. Then she wrote PG County, and then she wrote the sequel to PG County. But this is actually my favorite book by out of those four. This is an older book. So she may have actually come out with some newer books, but this is actually my favorite book by her. So I'm cheating a little bit because I've already read this book, but I really want to share the book with you guys. And I haven't read it in a while, so I'll be rereading it with you. I'm sure I don't remember everything, but that's that. November, the book is Tempest Rising by Diane McKinney Whetstone. Again, I absolutely love her. She's one of my favorite writers. And this is actually my favorite book by her. Again, I'm cheating a little bit because I've already read the book, but again, I haven't read it in a couple of years. And I love this book. And I want to share it with you guys. This book, Purple Hibiscus, I have not read, but I've read other books by this author, and I'm not gonna sit here and butcher this woman's name, but I read Americana by her, and I believe I read another book by her, but I really liked it. And so Purple Hibiscus, looking forward to that. But I haven't read Purple Hibiscus, so I'll be reading it with you guys. So those are the books for the rest of the year. I got the rest of the year. This is what we have. And all of those books are old enough. All of those books are old enough that they're all available on paperback, hardback, library, Kindle, audiobook, whatever. So you can listen to it in your car. You can, you know, get it used off Amazon. You can go to the library and try to get it. So it's absolutely available on all platforms. I think I read December's book in a previous book club. We did more drinking than discussing. I love Connie's books. PG was my favorite. Yes, PG County. Big Girls Don't Cry is actually my favorite. But what I love about Connie Briscoe's books, I actually met her. She's a friend of a friend. And I actually met her. She's hearing impaired. And I met her at a luncheon. She spoke at a luncheon a few years ago. She's a friend of a friend. And what I love about her books, and when y'all hear me talk about DC, Black DC, and y'all hear me talk about the Black middle class and upper middle class of DC, Connie Briscoe does a good job of capturing that dynamic. And I love that about her books, because she does a really good job of giving anybody who lives outside of this area, giving them a glimpse into what Black middle class and Black upper middle class looks like in this area. Prince George's County, up until recently, I think they just recently got dethroned, but up until recently, Prince George's County was the highest concentration of Black millionaires, I think, in the United States. Or maybe not millionaires, but per capita, like whatever the average income for Black people in Prince George's County, it was the highest in the country, the highest concentration in the country. Up until recently, I think they just got dethroned but it's another area, and it's another place in this area. But yeah, so her book, PG County, it speaks to that. Her book, PG County, is about this new Black wealth, right? These new Black professionals and how they've all moved to Prince George's County and all of that. And then there was a sequel to PG County. So anyway, And Lovers and Friends, same thing. Lovers and Friends, she writes about that Black middle class in DC, and the same thing in Big Girls Don't Cry. So I love them. Those are some of my favorite books, my favorite authors that I'm sharing with you guys. And it'll make it easier for me because I wanted to do the book club, but I also needed to make it easier for me to get myself back in to a regular rhythm. And so I said, well, let me choose books that I've already read. So I have a starting point But I had to reread them to get all of the specifics and stuff. So that's that. So that's what, and the video, I did a whole video over on the channel. And I'll drop the link for my book club channel for those of you who don't know it, so that I can, you guys can subscribe to it and you'll get the information over there if you're interested. If you are interested. Okay. So that was that announcement. I made the announcement about tonight. We're going to be doing a review of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm about to get it right now. The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Reunion looks. That will be tonight on Scotty by Nature's channel. And then the book club is back. And I'm getting ready to give y'all the link right now. It's really BTV_1. That's actually the channel. And let me get y'all the link. There is the link right there. But if you type in reallyBTV_1, that's the channel. I might change it to like Really BTV Book Club or something like that. So, it's more specific. But anyway, that's that. So you guys can go ahead and subscribe and y'all can meet us over there. So that's that. Okay. So let's get into some of these stories today, child. Let's get into this. First of all, I have an update to share with y'all. The update I need to share with you guys is this. A couple of weeks ago, it was actually more like a couple of months ago. A couple of months ago, I gave you guys the story of Lil Meech, the son of Big Meech, who plays his father on BMF. And we talked about him being arrested for trying to pull the flim flam with a designer watch. Well, the charges have been dropped. He probably made good on the money, and the charges have already been dropped. So that, I wanted to give you guys an update on that. He was arrested. He was pulling some hocus. Allegedly, he was accused of pulling a bait and switch with a designer watch. He bought a watch from one designer. He put the deposit on the watch, never finished paying for the watch, but he actually had possession of the watch. And then he allegedly tried to sell that watch to another designer to trade up for a bigger and better watch. It's all allegedly, but the charges have been dropped at this point. So, well, we about to get there right now, Yocrates. So, yeah, there's that. Another update, child. Martell and Melody had an emergency custody hearing on yesterday. I guess somebody's lawyer called the judge and said, these fools have been acting up on social media all weekend. Judge, you need to get them in here so they can get themselves together. I have not heard any information as to what the result of that hearing was one way or the other. But for those who were following it, they were acting a fool all damn weekend, with the final situation being that Martell actually dropped an audio recording that he had of his daughter telling him the things that Melody had said to the kids and the things that were said in therapy. First of all, nobody should be repeating anything that's being said in therapy. And second of all, he definitely should not be dropping that publicly. I don't know what he thought he was going to gain from, and clearly somebody must have got in his head and told him to take the damn thing down, because he did take it down, but not before all the bloggers got it. Y'all know the bloggers get it. So I don't know, child. Now, right before I went live, there seems to be something brewing between Stormy and Coleslaw. I'll see if it's worth me talking about, child. I'm so sick of Love Marriage Huntsville. I'm sick of them already. I am. Hey, Chef Don Don. I'm sick of them already. Y'all check out, I was talking about Chef Don Don yesterday. Y'all check out Chef Don Don. Y'all know I was sick yesterday. I was in bed sick. and I was scrolling through YouTube while I was laying in the bed, and he had a live yesterday, and he was talking about the whole Melody Martell. He talked about the audio tape and all of that, and he cooks. Y'all check out Chef Don Don. Y'all check him out over there. Martell started all of this foolishness. Mel was quiet up until now. Now, Mel ain't been quiet. Mel ain't been quiet, and I ain't gonna tell that lie, but Mel has not been, she ain't been doing all of this. She, both of them have thrown jabs. Let's be honest and let's be fair. Both of them have thrown jabs. However, comma, Mel, Martell started this. Martell started this that happened over this weekend. Yes, he started this. But they have both been throwing jabs over the last couple of years. Melody's just better at it. Melody's better at it. Yeah, she's better at it. But I'll go back and see what Stormy said and what, hey, I keep wanting to say Hazel Child, and what Coleslaw done said. It seems like Coleslaw is mad at Stormy because Stormy says she don't know her. And so now Coleslaw gonna call herself exposing Stormy. Girl, nobody cares. I don't care about neither one of them if you want to know the truth of the matter, especially as it relates to this show. Because if you ask me, Stormy don't bring nothing to the show. And Coleslaw, you ain't never going to be on the show. So I don't need to be fair. I don't like Martell. He's a whole itch out here in these streets. Oh, I don't like him. I'm not crazy about Martell. And I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted to... Like isn't the word. Like isn't the word. But I wanted to... I am being fair, Cali girl. In my opinion, both of them have thrown their jabs. In my opinion, they have both thrown their jabs. I remember a live about 2 years ago when Melody was trying to move out of the home. And she did a live telling everybody what Martell did, about how he blocked the driveway. He wouldn't let her leave. And she told the whole story about how Martell had made it so difficult for her to move out of the house, yada, yada, yada. She did that. Martell didn't do that. She did that. Now, Martell responded. So that's what I'm saying. Both of them are guilty of going to social media. That's my opinion. And I think I've been very fair because, like I said, in the beginning, I told y'all, I knew somebody that was dating one of Martell's best friends. And I was getting a lot of information about Martell's side of the story. And I think I was wanting to have empathy for him based on information that I was getting about what was going on between their relationship that wasn't coming on screen. And there's a lot of stuff. Melody is no angel. Martell isn't either, but Melody ain't no angel. And Melody has done her shit. Let's be clear. And that's why I say Melody's just better at it. And she is. Melody is better at it. Child, this mess been going on for longer than 2 years. We on season four of Love and Marriage Huntsville, and it was going on before the show started. Remember, they were legally separated. They were living in separate places. Melody had got her own apartment. They weren't even living together when the show got picked up. It wasn't a jab, Donna, but what I'm saying is, when I say both of them have done it, there was no need for Melody to come live to tell us what Martell had done. That's what I'm saying. So when I'm saying that both of them have used social media as a weapon, they're both guilty. Because I know there have been times where Melody has thrown jabs and made little comments, and Martell has done it. And I think both of them are guilty. That's my opinion. But you're right, really, B. They both do it by going to social media. I just cannot stand Martell. Oh, and I'm no Martell fan. And I used to tell my friend all the time, because she, you know, she used to try to, like, defend. She wasn't defending Martell because she ain't know Martell like that. But she knew inside information. And she would tell me things. And I'd be like, dang, for real? What? It's not always responses, Donna. Okay, look, I ain't about to argue with y'all. Y'all love Mel, and that's cool. We respect each other. But it ain't always, it's not always in defense. It's not. It is not always in defense. But anyway, I ain't about to rehash it. I ain't about to go back 4 or 5 years, child. I ain't about to do that. It is what it is. In my opinion, they are both guilty of using social media. In my opinion. Now, y'all don't feel that way, and that's fine. Y'all love Mel. Mel can do no wrong. It's all Martell. Mel don't do nothing wrong. It's all Martell. Mel is just defending herself. Okay, cool. Cool. Exactly, Monique. I can't. And it's okay. I love y'all anyway. I do. I love y'all anyway. Johnson said, y'all gonna get off my frat. Yeah, you go get your frat, child. My thing is this. What are he and Sheree trying to do? Is he trying to move in with her and bring the kids? Does he think Sheree has money? No, I think he's trying to make Melody mad. He is under the mistaken thought that Melody still cares. See, there is nothing more dangerous than a woman who no longer cares. Melody no longer cares. And nothing that Martell is doing is getting Melody's attention. That's why he did what he did this weekend. That was desperate. That was him being desperate because he's trying to get her attention. He's trying his best and she is paying him no attention. None. I just think she's feeding into what he wants her to, which is poking at her, trying to get a reaction. If she be quiet, he would go away. And the thing is, sometimes, you know, you can't win. If you're quiet, if you're not quiet, sometimes you just can't win. I just think, like I said, I think personally, I just think both of them use social media as a weapon. That's just my opinion. He's such a disappointment as a Capricorn child. He's a disappointment in a lot of things. But like I said, in the beginning, I just feel like there were things that weren't being told that may have helped Martell in the beginning. Now there's nothing. I don't think there's anything that can help Martell now. But in the beginning, if he had not gone so left with things, there was some stuff that was going on. You know, but it don't matter now because, you know, it is what it is. Let me see here. When you have a narc like Martell, you have to cover yourself the best way you can. I wish I would have done that to my ex because what I'm still finding out that he said is sickening. He is sick. Yeah, Martell is sick too. Martell said he was not going to air it out in public. So much for that. Well, yeah. Like I said, he's looking for that attention. He's looking for that attention. It's just that I think the courts are watching this and I think they will benefit her if she would not reply on social media. I'm not saying she can't knock on his door or email him. Yeah. If I was a judge, I would throw them both out of my courtroom. Well, I wouldn't, only because there are kids involved. If there were no kids involved, I would. I'd be like, if y'all don't get the hell out of my face. But because there are kids involved, there needs to be some adult intervention as far as I'm concerned. That's hearsay. We don't really know. What you talking about? What's hearsay? I wouldn't call her trifling, but I think they both like attention, and I do see why they're married. They do both like attention. They weren't married that long with them being polar opposites. She was locked in step with a lot of his mess. She was. She absolutely was. Absolutely was. Yep. Sure was. Because let's go back to the beginning. Let's go. See, I go all the way back to the beginning. And I've said this a million times, and I'll say it a million more. I go all the way back to the beginning. Let's go back to the beginning. You had left this man. You had gotten away from him. You had moved into your own place. You had your children. You were doing your thing. Y'all were figuring it out, coexisting, doing whatever it was that y'all were doing. But y'all were not living together. You had done the pilot or the treatment or the proposal for the show, but y'all had broken up between the time it took y'all to put the show together and present it to Carlos. And when Carlos decided to do the show, y'all had broken up. You made a decision, Melody Holt. You made a decision to go and be back with this man for the show. You did that. You did that. You made a decision to go and be back with this man for the show. You made a decision to bring his affairs and his infidelity to the show. You did that. Martell didn't know it was going, you were going to use it on the show, and none of the other co-stars knew. Matter of fact, they were told not to discuss it because all of them knew about coleslaw. Let's be clear. It wasn't a secret. Everybody knew. So I understand that Melody was done wrong and the man cheated on her, and I understand all of that. But you had gotten away from him. You went back for the show. And I think your intent was to embarrass him and expose the affair. That's what I think happened. Nope, that's not what happened. Nope. That's not what happened, Tracy. Go back to season one, episode one. Tisha didn't bring up that affair first. Melody did. They were at Tisha's house, I think. They were having a little dinner party at the end of the first episode. At the end of the first episode, they were talking about just having casual conversation. And Melody brought up about affairs. And Melody said, well, how did she word it? I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember her exact language. But Melody said, is there a respectful way to cheat? I think that's exactly what it was. Is there a respectful way to cheat? Go back to the first episode, season one, and look at the faces of everybody at that table when Melody says, is there a respectful way to cheat? And look at the way everybody is looking at each other like, what the fuck? And Melody goes on to talk about, well, I mean, if your husband cheats, but he keeps it a secret, is that okay? Versus if he cheats and he got women knocking at your door or women going out and like everybody knowing what's going on. Go back. No. Now, the next episode is when Tisha started talking. That was the next episode. But in that first episode, Melody brought it up first. And you can see the looks on everybody's face when she brings it up. They were looking around like, what the fuck? What's going on? Because they were told they weren't going to talk about it. Martell brought it up to the men because they were questioning him having two phones and he slipped and said something. That was after. That wasn't in the first episode. That was after. But then everyone in the friend group, yes, everybody knew about it, but they were told that they weren't going to discuss it on the show. Everybody knew about it, but they were told they were not going to discuss it on the show. Yeah, everybody knew all about it. Carlos King said behind the scene special that Melody called him the day before filming and told him that Martell was cheating on her. But she knew before that because she had already left him and they got back together for the show. I'm still not going to be mad at her for getting revenge back. Listen, I'm not mad about it. All I'm saying is when I say that neither one of them are innocent, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying when it comes to using social media. That's all I'm saying. A very general question, but Donna, girl, come on. They knew what she was talking about. Mel had her own agenda while yelling Team Hope blindsided her husband. She sure did. She sure did. But anyway, it is what it is, child. That wasn't supposed to be no whole long thing. And again, we can all agree to disagree, and it's all good. Okay, so that's that. Let's see what we got. Now, let's get into this Diana situation. I forgot who mentioned it on the show. Martell was caught cheating before their wedding day. Oh, child. Milk irks my nerves almost as much as that ball food. Blindsided her husband and he had a baby on her child. Sure did. Now, let's go over to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, okay? And then we're going to talk about them Salt Lake City. What's up, Fruit Punch? How has school been, child? I don't even want to talk about it, child. You love my tangents. Thank you. Child. I'm never going to be upset of someone who gives as good as they get. Sometimes you have to match folks' energy. Listen, and I'm not, let me say this. Two things can be true, right? The only statement that I made was that Melody is guilty of using social media. I ain't say whether she was justified. I didn't say whether I understood why she did it. I didn't even say that she was wrong for doing it. All I'm saying is both of them have used the platform. That's all I'm saying. Moving on. Okay. So for those who don't follow the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, let me give you a little bit of backstory, okay? So down to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we have a new housewife this season by the name of Diana. I don't even know her last name because I don't care. I mean, right now it escapes me. Y'all know I'm doing good to remember her first name, okay? Now, there has been this rumor about her that's been floating around for many, many years, okay? The reason why, excuse me, and excuse me, the reason why that's important is because that's going to become a, Jenkins, thank you, because it's going to become a part of this situation, okay? This is not a new rumor. It did not just start when she got on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It has been circulating, and I'm going to tell you why I know it's been circulating, because when they announced that she was going to be joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, that information started bubbling back up. Now, what is the rumor? Let me tell you what the rumor is. The rumor is that she was a high-end madam, that she ran a high-end escort service at one point in time, and that she hooked up high-end clients with, you know, discreet starlets and actresses and things of that nature. That was the rumor. Now, as soon as it was announced that she was going to be on the show, this rumor started bubbling back up. It wasn't a new rumor. It's just that people like us, I'm pointing at myself, not so much y'all, because I don't know all of y'all, but people like me, I didn't even know who this woman was, much less knew anything about a rumor. So even if I had heard some random rumor about this high-end madam by the name of Diana Jenkins, it wouldn't have stuck in my brain because I didn't know who she was to have no reference. Y'all feel what I'm saying with it? But now because I know who she is because she's on the show that I watch and I review, now I'm like, oh, what? We even talked about it over here. Now, I ain't talking about it as being fact. Don't you send me no letter, Diana. But I talked about the fact that the rumors was out there. She even spoke about it on the damn show herself. Now, she said it wasn't true. She said it was a silly rumor. But she spoke about the fact that her name has been connected to this rumor that she was this high-end call girl or madam. She spoke on it. She even talked about, she did a picture book called Room something, 222, 227, 54321, whatever, that had Lisa Rinna topless in the book. And she talked about how basically people said that that book was her catalog, for lack of a better word, okay? So she spoke on the shit, okay? Ain't nobody lying on this woman. I mean, nope. Let me rewind that. I ain't saying nobody lying on her because they might be lying. Because I don't know if it's true. Okay? But when I say nobody's lying on her, I mean the rumor did not just start. The rumor is not new. Okay? Nobody just made up this rumor about you, Diana Jenkins. And don't she got a black name, Diana Jenkins? Anyway, moving on. So today, I guess today she woke up and chose violence, honey. Today she woke up and chose violence because today she instructed her attorneys to send out cease and desist letters to journalists, bloggers, YouTubers, and anybody else that she felt like repeated the story in a way that was slanderous. Now, she sent out cease and desist. Now, if you was here yesterday, when I had Girl Is That Legal on hand, we was talking about slander. We talked about the Philly Field case and all that good stuff. And she said that in that the cease and desist comes first. The cease and desist is the warning to let you know, don't stop saying that mess. And if you made videos or you put something out there, you need to retract it or you need to do a public apology. And again, it's the difference between saying something is alleged or saying something is a rumor or saying something is, you know, a rumor or whatever, and saying that something is true. That's the difference. Okay. You can't say stuff is true. You can say it's a rumor. You can say allegedly. You can say, you know, that's what people is out here saying about you. Okay. But you can't say something is true if you don't have the proof to back up that it's true. Now, cease and desist is that warning. Is that check engine light that come on your car to tell you you might have a couple of more hundred miles, but you need to go see somebody real soon or you're going to be on the side of the road, okay? It's that check engine light. It's that warning to let you know something ain't right here. You might need to check it out. So she sent out a bunch of cease and desist letters, and one of the people that got a cease and desist letter was Sherelle's World. Now, I personally do not know what video, because, you know, Sherelle put out a video every day, child. That video could be from 5 months ago. It could be from 2 months ago. You know what I'm saying? I don't know when. I don't know what video in which she had spoke on the rumor. So I don't know the language that Sherelle used. I don't know if Sherelle said it's true. I don't know if Sherelle said, you know, I don't know the language she used. I don't know if she said allegedly or not, child. I don't know. But Sherelle's World, I do find it interesting that Kim Pye didn't get one. Up and Adam didn't get one, and they're big YouTubers. I say them because they're big YouTubers, right? They're big YouTubers that have big numbers, just like Sherelle. So I find it interesting that Sherelle got one, but people with bigger numbers than Sherelle did not. And I ain't saying she guilty. I'm just saying I find it interesting. Now, Sherelle seems to think that she got one because But Kim Potter, I'm just saying. It was multiple videos from June. Now, how do I say this nicely? I will need to go back and listen to the videos before I speak on it. Let me say that. I need to go back and look at the videos before I speak on it. Yeah, Diana Wilkie got one as well. And a couple of, like, you know, other, like, journalists and people that specialize in, you know, Real Housewives stuff, you know. Did she serve mostly women with the letters? That's a good question, Cali girl. From the names that I heard, it sounded like they were majority women. But I don't think they were all women. But I believe it was majority women. But again, don't quote me on that because I don't know that. Sherelle talked about it all the time. That's why, she's got multiple videos. Up and Adam and Kim Pye never, ever, 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 ever repeated the rumor. He alluded to it. And that's what I'm saying. You got to be very careful. I only repeated the rumor in the context of the episode when she talked about it. In the episode where she spoke on it is when I spoke on it. In my review of the episode, I ain't spoke on it because I don't know her like that. And she got long money. Now, we can say a whole lot of things about Diana Jenkins, baby, but Diana got long money. She got I can play around with you money. She got this can drag on for years money. I ain't got that kind of money. I don't have no parts of that kind of money. Okay? And I wouldn't be on her radar anyway, child. I don't have the numbers to be on her damn radar. We've been warning Sherelle she was going to be another Tasha. I looked at a little bit of Sherelle's episode. She did a video about it today. I did not watch, in full disclosure, I did not watch the full episode. I mean, the full video. I looked at part of it this as earlier today when she did it. I looked at part of it. So I didn't look at the whole video, so I cannot say, I can't speak to everything that's in the video. But what I will say is this. I caution her for making the same mistakes that I feel like Tasha K made and doubling down and ignoring it and taking it as a joke. And that's all I got to say about that. Simone done told us these rich people sue on principle and they had the money to pay. Okay. What did she do to Gio? Because I used to love, I'm not used to, I like Gio. But I did notice that Gio don't be over there like he used to. But I don't be over there like I used to either. So I never was on her panel, though. I think I went on her panel like one time. But not for like a show. Just I just clicked on one time, you know, real quick. But I noticed that Gio, he don't even be on Perry's channel anymore. Him and Perry, he used to be on Perry's channel all the time. And I noticed that, but what happened, girl? Tell me what happened. I watched Diana and S-Dub Sherelle's World all the time, and Sherelle and Perry were going to get sued sooner or later, even with that allegedly banner. But her lawyer is always on speed dial. Oh, I know. She paid good money for her lawyer. Believe that. She seems like a person who doesn't like women who disagree with her. True. The closest Kim Pyle ever came to was calling her Madam Diana. That's it. Sherelle and Perry and Diana actually went into detail about who was under her and who she was attached to. See, that's, yeah, I ain't come nowhere close to that. I ain't come nowhere close to that. Nope. She stay in court with other YouTubers. I think Tawanda Braxton also sent her a cease and desist. Ooh. What's up, Nafesa? Hey guys, how late am I? I'm at work trying to tune out these crazy ass patients. You about halfway through because I've been running my mouth. You know how I get to running my mouth, child. Her husband to me is someone who pushes her to do things she even thought was wrong. Really? Right. She fell out with Gio, Kim Pyle, Adam. Remember the girl, Chelsea, that used to call in? Yeah. Gio and I are cool. He put me on to how Sherelle. Well, DM me and tell me, because that's just me being nosy. You ain't got to put it in the chat. Just put me, you could DM me though. Because I'm nosy, I want to know. Remember she fell out with John Yates and called Busy Blue the house ninja and sued Amber. Child, Sherelle be having a lot going on over there. That's why I really, you know, I don't have no beef with nobody. I know I don't do that over here. I don't be beefing with nobody, and I don't really be talking about nobody. I mean, I talk about people in the context of when they do stuff. Like, I talked about Tasha K, I talked about Philly Phil, and now I'm talking about Sherelle. But I ain't beefing with nobody. I'm talking about what's out there, child. I don't be giving my opinions. I just be giving y'all the facts. Y'all can draw your own opinions. But I have observed things. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it at that. I have observed things, okay? Oh, yeah, the whole Avatar. Yeah, that's true. She fell out with Monica, too. Mm-hmm. Sure did. Yeah. I used to live for Gio with them. Love After Lockup reviews. He still does his reviews. I don't know if he does Love After Lockup anymore, but I know he still does, like, he does 90 Day Fiance, and I think he does, like, The Family, Chantel, and Sister Wives. I don't know if he does Love After Lockup. Perry's a problem in my eyes. Before people knew he was her husband, he would cause a lot of drama. See, when I found Sherelle was around the time that John Yates exposed the fact that Perry was her husband. So I don't really know a lot of before that. I was never deep with that woman's channel. I never fully rock with her, but I do want to have an anniversary party for being down with the tribe for as long as I have. Okay, little baby, we can have a party, child. We can have a party, child. Chef Don Don said, put that in the chat. Well, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to move on because I don't want no bullshit. I don't want no drama. I could have had beef with Sherelle, but I chose to handle it very differently. For those of you who are my members, y'all got a members only live back when Tracy Braxton died. And if you guys remember, I knew Tracy Braxton. I wasn't friends with Tracy Braxton. I didn't hang out. I ain't about to sit here in front. Like, I was best buds with Tracy, but I have been in spaces with Tracy Braxton before. We were a member of organizations, common organizations. And I have friends who were very good friends with Tracy. Friend of mine worked with her in the studio. He's cool with Cliff, who was her manager. I know people who worked with her husband, because, you know, they lived, quote unquote, regular lives up here in the area. They lived very regular lives. So I knew I was one degree of separation from Tracy in about three different areas of my life. And I knew information about her sickness, and I knew information about how bad it was. I didn't speak on it because that's just not what I speak on. Once it came out that she passed, I was shocked because I didn't know it was at that point. I knew she was sick, but I didn't know it was at that point. But Sherelle reported some things that weren't true, and I knew they weren't true. But I don't beef with nobody. And I wasn't going to be like, Sherelle, we're lying. Da-da. Nope. Because she may have been getting that information from a source, and the source was giving her bad information. But I knew what was going on from the family, from her husband family, not from her sisters, but from her husband. I knew what was going on with memorial service and arrangements. They had, you know, they had a balloon release. Well, it was a light, like a lantern. You know how they did the, like, on Why Did I Get Married Too, where they lit the lanterns and they had a release. They had a release, the lantern release. I know her husband's motorcycle club. They did a drive-by the hospital room the night that she passed away, and they did a drive-by the hospital room. Like, I had information. And some of what she was saying was not accurate. And I could have picked a fight. I could have done videos beefing with her, but I'm not. Mm-mm. I did a live with my members. I told my members the information. I got clearance from the family that it was okay for me to share certain things. I even got an invitation to her memorial. I could have went to Tracy's memorial if I wanted to. I didn't want to, because I don't like going to funerals of people I know. I damn sure didn't want to go to a funeral of somebody I wasn't cool with like that just to say I was there. I mean, no disrespect, but I'm just not, that's not me. That's just not the kind of person I am. Now, if you invite me to your wedding, I'll go to somebody's wedding, but somebody's funeral, I don't like going to the funerals I gotta go to. But I was invited. I was invited. So anyway, you know, it is what it is, child. I already said too much. Let me change the subject. It's not surprising. Like I said, I never watched or engaged into YouTube until the pandemic. And she really was the only person I knew who did Bravo. So she's the only YouTuber I watched. She always report the lies. You have to sort through the mess. She has a lot of bootleg sources and she runs with it. She doesn't know how to filter it. What's up, Kenneth? Now, I remember that whole thing that happened between her and what was that boy's name? Not Rich. Was it Rich Andrew with the Real Housewives of Potomac? And he lived here in Potomac. And we found out that he was like 14 years old. I remember that. And that whole thing. And then that's when she was still cool with Up and Adam. And she blamed Up and Adam for stealing a story from Andrew. And come to find out it wasn't true. Up and Adam didn't steal the story. He had got it from Radar Online. And then she found out that Rich Andrew was like 14 years old. It was a mess. I remember all. Now, that was during the pandemic. And that was when I first started watching. Because I used to listen to the stuff that Andrew was saying. And I could tell that. I could tell he lived in the area because the stuff he was saying was pretty accurate. And that was that season that Monique, was it the season that Monique and Candace got into the fight? Was it that same season? I think it was that same season. All right, moving on. I done said too much. Y'all done got me telling shit I ain't mean to tell. Okay, y'all done got me running my mouth. Moving on, y'all, moving on. All right. So since we on Housewives, let's just stay on Housewives and then move on from there. The Salt Lake City trailer dropped today. The season will premiere on, I believe, September the 28th. Season 3 will premiere on September the 28th. And baby, the trailer dropped today. Now, what we saw a new housewife getting Jen Shaw all the way together. Told her she needed to stop worrying about how much something costs and stop worrying about people putting money on her books. I said, oh, shit. Bravo was clear to include Jen Shaw telling everybody she's innocent. They still talking about Jen Shaw. Now, it looked like in the trailer that she tried to blame everything. On Stewart. Y'all saw in the trailer, she tried to say Stewart set her up. Stewart threw her under the bus. I said, oh, now Stewart did it. Now Stewart did it. Now Stewart threw her under the bus, honey. We see Heather walking around with a black eye. I don't know what it was. I mean, I really hope that Heather clumsy ass didn't just fall and hit her head on the side of a doorknob or something, and they just making a big deal about it. But I also don't want somebody to have hit Heather either. Like, I don't want her to have been in no fight. But I just hope that they're not building that up, and then we get into the episode season, and it's some old silly shit. It's like a new laser treatment that went wrong or something. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know these trailers, they be having us going one way, and then it'll be left. You know what I'm saying? You know how the trailers do sometimes. But she had a big old black eye in a couple of scenes. Like, it was in a couple of scenes that she had that black eye, child. Jen Shaw is guiltier than a pastor at a strip club on Sunday. A lot of people haven't spoken on it. Gabor hasn't. We know what happened with Up and Adam, but I've never heard Up and Adam say anything. We just know what happened. Never heard Kim Pyre say anything. Like, a lot of people just don't. They just move on. They just move on, child. Not Heather can drink battery acid. Wow, okay. I used to like Heather, but yeah, no. I think there's one thing to genuinely be attracted to something, and then there's something else to fetishize it. Sorry, I got this thing in my mouth. Fetishize it. And last season, I got the feeling that black men are a fetish for Heather. And that kind of don't sit right with me. Chef Don Don, it looks like that was included in the trailer as well as her pleading guilty. Now, they had already stopped filming season 3 when she put in her guilty plea, but it looks like they hurry up and got them cameras out, and they look like they added some stuff. So that'll be interesting to see how they splice that in, because from my understanding, they were done filming. Because remember, they rushed to start filming season 3 because they wanted to get everything leading up to her trial. Because remember, Jen's trial was supposed to start in like June, and then it got pushed back. And then it got pushed back again. And then the time of it getting pushed back the second time is when she pled guilty. So remember, they did the reunion. And then like the next week they were filming. Because remember, they went to Mary Crosby's church and was talking to people at the church, and everybody was like, if Mary's not on the show anymore, why y'all filming at this woman's church? Why y'all, you know, regardless of how you feel about Mary, if she's not on the show anymore, why y'all filming on the show? Like, why y'all down there filming at this woman's church? I mean, I think we get it. We get it. I don't care for bad weather or her cousin. Child, not bad weather. Heather went on and on about black. Yeah, I just, you know, in that first season where she was flirting with the black bartender, I was like, okay, you know, she's flirting with the black bartender. But last year, I felt like it was like an actual, and there's a part of me that feels like, because she's so anti-Mormon, a part of me feels like it's almost like, what can I do that's the most anti-Mormon, that's just going to piss everybody off the most? I know what it is. I'm going to date a black guy. Like, I almost feel like that's what it's about, because y'all know the Mormons don't like us. If you don't know, go on, go see what the Mormons did to that Duke player, volleyball player over the weekend. If you don't know how they feel about us, y'all go Google Duke volleyball player / Brigham Young, Brigham Young University. Y'all read what happened down. Her name is Rachel or Robin. I'm sorry. Y'all know I'm bad with names, but Rachel, I think, is her name. Y'all read what happened to that young lady. She's the only black player on Duke basketball team. And y'all read what those what they did to that girl at Brigham Young University while she was playing volleyball for the Duke Blue Devils. So I feel like, I really feel like that's part of what it is. Like, what can I do that's going to piss off all of my Mormon people the most? I'm going to get me a black guy. You know what I mean? I just feel like it's a fetish and not a genuine attraction. Like, there's some people. No, Brigham Young is in Utah. Brigham Young is in Utah. It's Mormon. Yeah, it's Mormon. Matter of fact, Heather and Lisa Barlow went to Brigham Young. Both of them went to Brigham Young. Because remember that first season, they went to college together, and that's when Lisa was acting like she ain't know Heather. And Heather was like, girl, we lived in the same dorm. Like, how you ain't know me? Like, you knew me. Yeah, that's what I was just talking about, Demelia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so y'all Google it. But what else looked good in that trailer? The main thing that it looked like was that, you know, they still on talking about, you know, Jen Shaw, and she's still trying to say she innocent. Yeah, I don't understand how. Listen. Thank you, Yocrates. Google this, y'all. Google Brigham Young University and Rachel Richardson. That's it. Thank you. Yeah. So, I'm gonna turn the US Open as soon as I get off of here. I don't have it on right now, because if I put it on right now, I won't be paying attention, because I'll be watching the US Open chat. But congratulations to Serena, and you know, they had a big party for her. She won her first round, and then they had a big party for her after the first round. I guess they figured whether she won or she lost, she was going to celebrate that night. But she is playing in the second round tonight, so good luck to her. I would love to see her go out with a win, but, you know, it's going to be a hard road. But I definitely, fingers crossed. All right, so the trailer came out, so we'll see. But at the end of the month, we have... And Potomac is supposed to start in September as well. You know what, Candace? I want to see how they're going to edit it. I'm definitely going to talk about what's going on Big Brother, but I definitely need to see this edit. I need to see how they're going to edit all this mess. Speaking of the U.S. Open, did you see how Laverne Cox was mistaken? Child. Now, no disrespect to Laverne Cox, but... Y'all gonna stop saying that we all look alike. Y'all gonna stop saying that that woman looked like Beyonce just because she, you know, had her hair in the little, you know, the little curly weave, and she get the same complexion. Y'all gonna say that Laverne Cox, y'all gonna stop. Damn, Beyonce. No, I think Coco lost. All right. The baby, when old girl told Jen it would be nice because she would need someone to put money on her books, yeah, that was a good one. That was definitely a good one. I noticed though? I noticed that they didn't show us anything with Jenny Nguyen. Remember how they filmed with her that first week before all the racist Facebook posts came out, and they said that they would address it on the show? Notice how none of that was in the trailer, or at least if it was, I missed it. Now, I looked at the trailer twice, but I still might have missed it. But I watched it twice. But I might have missed it. really be that combo of Terrence and Kyle. I dragged Terrence. So let me tell you something. Terrence is such a disappointment to me. He's a clown. If y'all, I'm talking about Big Brother. Terrence is a clown. Terrence is, oh, she did win. My apologies, y'all. Cam's correcting me. Coco won. Only reason why I thought Coco lost is because somebody on my Facebook was like, damn, Coco. So I thought she had lost, but maybe she just had a bad set or something. I don't know. Okay. Coco won. They didn't put it in good. I'm glad they didn't put it in. It'll probably be when the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion gets done. Both of them are supposed to come out this month. Potomac and Salt Lake City is supposed to air this month. Hey, Xavier Boo. All right. Now, is the baby... Hold on, y'all. Hi. Yes, I am. If you were subscribed to my YouTube channel, then you would get a notification that would tell you when I'm live. You do not have to pay to subscribe to my channel. That's to become a member. You don't have to pay to become a member. I mean, to be a subscriber. Well, I'm live right now. What did he say? Okay, Friday night. What time? I don't think I have any plans Friday night, but I need to know what time. Okay, just let me know if it changes. I get off work at 3:00, and that's more than enough time. I'm good. From my job to Copper Canyon? Oh, yeah, that's... I could be at Copper Canyon in 20 minutes for my job, even with traffic. All right,
well, let's
face this. All right. Ask him if that's what he wants for Halloween. All right. It's my sister, y'all. I'm sorry. Yes. All right. You think that'll be the right size? The medium, 7 to 8? All right. Well, I'll order it. All right. I'll order it. So he'll have it. All right. Bye.
Tell you, Auntie, thank you.
Bye. Sorry, y'all. That was my sister. I was trying to see what my nephew wanted to be for Halloween so I could order it. I apologize. Okay. So, Black families, right. They going to finish the con. Because you, the first thing my sister said was, are you busy? I said, yes. The first thing she said was, are you busy? And I said, yes. And I don't understand. I don't understand. I said, yes. And she said, well, I really need to learn your schedule. And I said, well, if you would subscribe, y'all heard that part. But literally the first thing out of her mouth was, are you busy? I said, yes. Anyway, moving on, child. Moving on. So, oh, Lord. Right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Child. Okay, so did the baby, is his 15 minutes up? So y'all probably have already heard by now, but late last night I got the notification that they had to cancel the baby's concert down to the New Orleans because they had sold less than 500 tickets at an arena that can hold up to 14 6,000 people. And that some of the tickets were as low as $35. And they still couldn't sell the tickets. So the promoter canceled the show. But what, hey, Abby, y'all didn't get the notification. See, YouTube be playing games. Y'all didn't get the notification. YouTube be playing. But I find it interesting that a year ago, literally a year ago, he was headlining festivals. Because remember, it was the damn festival that got his ass in trouble when he started talking about the LGBTQ, right, community. So literally a year ago, he was playing festivals. And I know that he's gotten, some things have happened this year, but shit, worse has happened to other people. And it don't, I mean, look at Travis Scott. He about to get a residency in Vegas. You know? Fake news I hear really be there blaming the promoters for apparently baby still got paid. But what are they blaming the promoters for, though? They're blaming the promoters for not promoting the show. Yeah, he's going to get paid if he signed the contract. I just find it interesting that, because again, less than a year ago, he was filling stadiums. And I just find it interesting that he can't sell more than 500 tickets. And the ticket prices were as low as $35. I mean, I'm sure that was nosebleed at the back, but still. Has he come out with any new music? I couldn't tell you, because I couldn't tell you a song by the baby. I think there's one song that if I hear it, I know it's him, but I still could, like right now, I couldn't tell you the name of it, but I do think there's a song that I know when I was like, who's the baby? And they played it, and I was like, oh, I do know that song, but I couldn't tell you what it is right now. Like right in this moment, I couldn't tell you who the man is, child. But I just found it interesting. And I even said that I did a quick drop last night, and I even said, you know, maybe we'll find out that this is all on the promoter or whatever. But even all I'm saying is this, even if the promoter did not put in the work and didn't do a lot of work, it still seems to me that he should have been able to sell more than 500 tickets just off of his name alone. Y'all feel what I'm saying? I was jumping for joy when I first heard the news, but the promoters are being blamed. But that's what I'm saying. When you say the promoters are being blamed, what are they blaming him for? Yeah, oh, I know he's, listen, do I think that this is the end of the baby? Not by any stretch of the imagination. But I do think there's something here. I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, I think the baby's definitely still making money, and he's definitely still in demand, because, listen, if they ain't cancel him after all the shit he done in the last 2 years, then he ain't gonna cancel them. But I do think, and maybe it was the promoters, maybe it was a breakdown, I don't know. We learned from the whole Monique D.L. Hughley situation that the promoters, it makes a difference who the promoters are and who's in charge. You know what I'm saying? I only know the songs with him and Meg, child. I probably don't even know them. They weren't out there pushing the product hard enough. But how hard should you have to push the baby? That came out wrong. How hard should you have to push the baby? That came out wrong, child. Okay, Kenya NBA. Yes, yes. They're saying the promoters didn't market the show well in that given area. Okay, we'll see. If this becomes a pattern, then we'll know it ain't the promoters. But if it's a one and done, it still ain't a good look. It still ain't a good look. Rena just broke serve. Okay. Is she winning? Lord, y'all violent in the chat. My goodness. Okay. Tyrese's divorce is final, but not before he pissed the judge off down to the court case. And you just say what Twitter's saying. Apparently, ticket sales are fine when it comes to other venues. Okay. Okay. There you go. Shouldn't have to push an actor that size very hard. I'm not saying he's a superstar. That's all I'm saying, little baby. I'm saying the same thing. Okay, Kenneth, y'all keep positive vibes flowing for Serena. Keep positive vibes flowing for Rena, okay? But that's what I'm saying. Like, honestly, like, real talk, I'm saying the same thing as you saying, little baby. I just feel like you shouldn't have to work that hard to sell tickets for the baby. That's all I'm saying. But moving on. I ain't going to dwell on it. It is what it is. Tyrese, he does not have to pay spousal support, but he does have to pay $10,000 a month in child support. And it, they're backdating it to when they first filed for divorce because allegedly, I guess he wasn't paying her nothing. So he originally owed $209,000 in back child support going back to when they first filed. I guess they filed almost 2 years ago. But the judge did give him credit because he's been paying for the girl's daycare or school. So the judge gave him credit for that, which took, I think, something like $34,000 off. So he still owed like $160,000. My math, listen, don't y'all follow my math. I'm just rounding up and rounding down, okay? But it seems as though he was pissing the judge off in the court, and the judge threatened to hold him in contempt. They said he got real spicy under cross-examination, and he got ready to come at the attorney, you know, asking the attorney questions, and the judge told him, sir, I'm sorry, that's not how this works. You don't get to ask questions, okay? You don't get to ask the questions in this courtroom. The attorney asks you questions, and I ask you questions, but you don't get to ask us nothing, okay? And then when the judge was giving his final decision on what was happening, Tyrese was looking off to the side. The judge was like, excuse me, sir, I'm talking to you. You need to look at me, and when I'm addressing you, you need to be paying attention. Child. He has two children. He has a daughter from his first wife, and then he has a daughter from his second wife. And he already pays $10,000 a month for his first child. So now he pays $10,000 a month for his second child. And what else came up in court is that while he was, remember when Tyrese was crying broke and he was saying how he had no money and he was broke? Allegedly, he had made like $2 million that year. Now, granted, $2 million might not be a lot of money if you got $2 million worth of bills. But let's not sit here and act like you ain't had no money, Tyrese. You made $2 million that year, bro. And if you was making $2 million in a year, you can afford to pay child support. He absolutely is getting off easy. He absolutely is getting off easy. I agree. I still remember how he got his first wife trapped by lying about what he was going to provide her for being with him. But it's definitely I feel like when they said $10,000, I said, oh, he better thank his lucky stars that that's all he got to pay is $10,000. Now, maybe they took into consideration that he already paid $10,000 for his other child, which, you know, different states have different laws and rules about that when it comes to child support. So I don't know. Yeah, I haven't heard positive things about Tyrese either, as far as him in person. And you saw how, you know, he picked that beef with The Rock, how he went after The Rock and made those nasty comments, and they got into that little public, you know, Twitter beef and all that. You know, he can be real from what we see. Child. So that's Tyrese. All right, so Masika Kalisha is suing Zeus and Hazel Lee. Now, she says she really suing Zeus, but because the altercation involved Hazel Lee, she had to name Hazel Lee. If you guys remember a few months back, they had the whole conversation between Masika Kalisha and Hazel Lee on the Zeus Network, where they were supposed to sit down and resolve their issues. Now, she said that, of course, y'all know they got into an altercation on the set, and they were separated. And she said that when she went back into her dressing room, Masika Kalisha said that Hazel Lee's hairdresser was hiding in her dressing room and attacked her, and that security had to come and break it up, and that in the midst of the melee, she was grabbed in her crotch and she was touched on her butt, with the security guard saying, damn, she fat, or damn, her ass is fat, or something to that effect. And she said that her attorneys reached out to Zeus and asked that none of that footage be used because the footage didn't have anything to do with her and Hazel Lee. The altercation wasn't with Hazel Lee. The altercation was with the hairdresser. She said that Zeus used the footage anyway, And so she is now suing for $6 million in damages. Lord Xavier. He came to my college for homecoming years ago. Asshole, child. Stop liking Tyrese when I saw him on the first season of College Hill. And he had his nose turned up at the cast. Oh, wow. Lloyd, too? Okay. So, I feel like this is not going to go nowhere. They might offer her a little bit of money to settle, but child, this ain't going nowhere, child. This ain't going nowhere, child. First of all, that happened 2 years ago. And I'm not saying that she don't have a right to say nothing about it just because it happened 2 years ago, but it happened 2 years ago, ma'am. Second of all, she's suing for sexual misconduct or something like that. So because in the midst of a fight, they grabbed your crotch and your ass. Let me say this. As someone who has broken up fights on multiple times, multiple occasions, I should say, that's why they don't want teachers breaking up fights now. That's why they tell us do not break up a fight. That is exactly why. Because God forbid we touch the wrong part of somebody's child's body and that child goes home and says, Mrs. So-and-so touched my breast. Mr. So-and-so touched my butt. And not, it don't matter that we was breaking up a fight. It don't matter that we can't be picking and choosing while we're trying to separate your child from getting beat up. But that is exactly why they don't want us breaking up fights now. Because God forbid somebody come back around and say, somebody touched me in the wrong place. Now, yes, the security guard making a comment about her being thick was out of line. It was absolutely out of line. It was inappropriate. And there's no excuse for it. None. None. But do I think that she's going to get $6 million from Zeus because of it? No. Now, she might walk away with some change. I ain't saying that they won't settle with her. But the other thing is, as far as them using the footage, unfortunately, you signed that paperwork. You know, y'all signed that paperwork. They have a right to use whatever they want to because you sign off on it. I thought folks went on Zeus to fight. I still have to watch Baddie South, and they fight next week on Bobby. Child, they've been fighting the whole time on Bobby. Matter of fact, I got to cancel my subscription. I'm just giving Zeus money. See, that's how they make money off these damn subscriptions. I ain't looked at Zeus since I looked at the last episode of Bad Boys, and that was probably 2 months ago. They done got 2 free months out of me. I'm going to do that as soon as I get off of here. Our teachers broke up fights by slinging people. It was rather effective. Yeah, I mean, we used to be able to do it, but it's a whole lot of stuff we can't do now that we used to be able to do. I used to break up fights. I don't break them up no more. But I used to break up fights. When I first started teaching, I used to do a whole lot of stuff that I don't do now. Because the world is different. The world is different. You know? But yeah, so you've been using your subscription. I haven't. Like I said, I ain't looked at Zeus since the last. Sorry, y'all. It's a short in this damn wire. Did I used to paddle? No, I ain't that old, Xavier. I didn't paddle nobody, child. All right. Last but not least, child. It looks like there's some drama down to the Power Universe this weekend. And you shouldn't don't mess up your nails, child. This weekend, trees? Okay. This weekend, 50 Cent had his Tycoon weekend down in Houston, I believe it was. Where it looked like it was just a weekend of events. He had concerts and pool parties and this and that and the other. And at one point in time, he invited, there were people there from his different power, you know, shows, and he invited all of them up on stage, and then he sang, he did the theme song to Power, because, you know, he raps the theme song to all of his shows. And what people noticed, myself included, I noticed that this happened. The guy who plays Tommy, when he came up on stage, he dapped everybody up except for the guy who plays Braden. Now, if you watch Power, then you know who I'm talking about. If you don't watch Power, then you don't know these people. But they're actually the only two, like, white main characters on the show. There are other white characters on the show, but they're the two, like, main white characters on the show. So, Tommy and Braden. And you saw where Braden went over to Tommy to try to dap him up, and Tommy was like, nah. It wouldn't shake his hand. Now, he shook everybody else's hand, dapped him up, hugged him, whatever, but he wouldn't do him. Now, Hazel Lee, of all people, it's funny, it's the same, I'm mentioning her again. She said something on social media. She added the guy who plays Tommy. She added him and said, you know, what was up with that? Like, why you ain't shake boy's hand? And he said, nah, it ain't no beef there. Me and him are cool. We talked on the elevator and we good. Braden came back and was like, mm-mm, what you not going to do is lie. No, ma'am. He said, we ain't cool. We ain't been cool. You been playing that shit with me. You been playing me. You been talking shit about me. I don't know what I did to you. I don't know where this started. Me and you used to be cool. But once Ghost started, which is a spinoff from Power, he said, ever since Ghost started, you don't fuck with me no more. I don't know what I did to you. I don't know where it's coming from. But you ain't about to sit here and pretend like we cool when we not. I said, oh, damn. He said, you're 47 years old, acting like a child. I said, damn. Now, 50 Cent, being the troll that he is, thought it was funny. And he kind of just laughed about it. And they're not on the same show anymore. So it's really not that deep. It's not like they have to work together or whatever. But I do find it interesting. I wonder what the guy who plays Tommy, I wonder what his beef is with Braden. Like, I wonder where that's coming from. And Braden was like, I've never said anything but nice things about him. Because they have their podcast. Braden and Tariq, the guy who plays Tariq, and Braden, they have a podcast. And they've had a lot of the people from the Power shows on their podcast. And they talk about the different shows and stuff like that. It's really all about Power. And he said, if you listen to the podcast, I've never said anything but nice things about you. So I don't even understand where this energy is coming from. I don't understand. And why is it only directed at me? Like, what did I do to you? So who does Braden play? He plays Braden. His real name is Gianni, but Braden, he plays Tariq's best friend. Tariq's best friend slash roommate. Just last week, Michael Rainey was beefing with Lil Meek. When were they beefing? I missed that. I missed all that altogether. He sounds like a crybaby. Tommy don't have to like him. You know, I agree. Tommy doesn't have to like him, but I ain't understand why Tommy dissed him like, well, diss, that's such an old word. But why he had to diss him like that in front of everybody? Like, you could have shook that boy hand. You ain't had to like, because I noticed it when I saw the clip. I noticed it. I was like, damn. Now, I will show y'all the clip, but y'all know 50 Cent. He petty, and so is YouTube, and it has his music, and I'm not playing it. But you can see in the video, he literally daps everybody up on stage except for Braden or Gianni. And then Gianni goes up like this, you know, and he like, nah. I was like, that was kind of fucked up. You said this seems fake. I don't think it was fake. Only because it happened, and it just, the way it happened was in real time. Like, he dapped everybody up except for him. I don't know. Right. That's what I'm saying, Cam's. Like, it'd be different if they were in a private area, or, you know, they were behind the scenes or something. But to do it on stage in front, let me see if I can find it. And I'm going to just turn the volume off and y'all can kind of see what I'm talking about. Let me see if I can find it. I don't know if I can find it. I got to go way back. It might be on 50 Cent's page. I think that might be where I saw it. Did I see it on 50 Cent's page? I don't know if I can find it, y'all. I think it was on 50 Cent's page, though. Let me check one more place. Nope, that's not it. He was fighting Gary Owens. Now, that I think was fake. I don't think they were really fighting. I think that was a joke. Because, you know, a lot of times people have mistaken Gary Owens for Tommy and Tommy for Gary Owens. Now, that I think was a joke because Gary Owens was doing his comedy and he was, Tracy just sent it to me. Tracy, I knew Tracy just sent it to me. How you be finding this shit so fast, Tracy? All right, hold on. Let me turn my volume down and I don't know if y'all are going to be able to see it. Okay. All right. Let me try to show it to y'all. It's going to be hard for y'all to see, but you see 50 Cent right there and you see, you're not going to be able to see. It's blurry. Y'all not going to be able to see. I was trying to find a better, because I knew about this one. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me go. I think it might've been on 50 Cent's TikTok. Cause I think I know I saw it on TikTok. Hold on. Let me, real quick. Cause I'm about to get off of here. This is the last thing I'm talking about. So give me a second. Let me see, 50 Cent. Let me see, 50 Cent. The hell? 50 Cent. Okay, here you go. Hold on. Damn, he got 5 million followers on TikTok. Golly. Now I gotta scroll through all the shit from this weekend. No. I don't see it. Is this it? No. Okay. I can't find it. It's all good. I ain't gonna spend too much time looking for it. Yeah, it wasn't on his TikTok. Anyway,
on Twitter.
Anyway, don't worry about it. It don't matter. He dissed him. It was rude. It was obvious that it was rude. It's out there somewhere, child. You better go grab a snack before the live. Okay, see y'all at Scotty's house. Yeah, let me. Oh, I got Greg off here too. It was all the scheme set up by Ty. It was a ruse by 50 Cent. I don't know. I don't, like I said, now the thing with the Gary Owen thing definitely looked fake, but I don't know, y'all. Remember he was talking about Notori? Child. Well, 50 Cent is a troll, so I can't with him. You know, he's a troll. But anyway, let me get off of here. Don't forget that we are going to be over at Scotty's house at 9 o'clock to discuss the fashions. She got her in the first set. Okay, I'm about to turn it on. As soon as I get off of here, I'm about to turn it on. We're going to be over there talking about the fashions, honey. The fashions. And, if you are not subscribed to the channel, please hit that subscribe button and hit that like button on your way out the door, please. And thank you. Mwah. Talk to y'all later. Peace.